This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. About 400 students who want to study behavioral health in Colorado will get tuition grants. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Colorado Department of Higher Education approved $5 million in grants to five universities. The money will provide scholarships to low-income and rural Colorado students who are enrolled in degree and certificate programs like counseling and addiction studies. The law creating the grants uses $9 million from federal COVID relief funds to encourage students to pursue behavioral health degrees. The program will last 4 years. Officials say the post-pandemic demand for mental health services is high. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Drivers can expect heavier traffic than usual along Route County roads this week. Around 10,000 people are departing the Rainbow Gathering event near the Wyoming border. Jessica Bruin is with the U.S. Forest Service.
There might be just more traffic in Hayden, and that's also in addition to the typical increase in traffic due to the 4th of July.
The gathering ends tomorrow. Colorado's national parks brought in record revenue last year. The National Park Service says visitors spent $560 million in 2021, putting Colorado just above Washington and Maine. Colorado park visitors spent the most on lodging, restaurants, and gas. The state's previous record was $515 million set in 2019. A tubing accident in Clear Creek Canyon Tuesday sent two people to the hospital. Rescue crews found a woman hanging onto a rock and a man floating unconscious in the water. A woman died tubing in the same part of Clear Creek Canyon over the weekend. Tubing is officially prohibited on that stretch of Clear Creek. Typical summer weather this afternoon with thunderstorms possible for much of the state and temperatures rising toward the end of the week. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 80s. This is CPR News and KRCC.